Support comes from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue, beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more. Slow cooked over a wood-fired smoker. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And from Common Ground Food Co-op, now at Lincoln Square Mall, featuring organic and local foods grown right here in Illinois. Learn more on their website at www.commonground.coop.
Coming up next, it's not often Lisa Brault gets three generations of women in one room to talk about anything, much less a particular type of homemade Christmas candy they make, candy that is immediately adored by anyone who tries it. But that's exactly what happened when she visited with the Delaney Snyder women in this episode of In My Backyard.
There are so many stories I could relay that Teresa Delaney, Molly Delaney, and Ellie Snyder told me, like the time a batch of cookie dough was fed to Teresa's childhood dog on purpose, or the summer Molly spent growing and preserving a household's food, or tales Ellie told of homemade cookies being quietly stuffed into teachers' lunchboxes as a surprise. But since it's the holidays, you need to know about the peppermint patties, and maybe a little about caramels, and that the holidays are the best time to share food and food traditions with your family and friends.
Ashley, you got one toy that you could pick out of the Sears Roebuck catalog, and that's what you got. But we always had lots of good food, and the candy, especially at Christmas, was great because that's something we all liked. And we had plenty of it. So I remember caramels. I don't remember we made much fudge, but the caramels and the peppermint patties were what we actually used an awful lot around Christmas time. Oh, yeah, it was a treat because we really didn't get many treats. There, having 10 in the family, there was a lot of treats that you had to make. And my mom was a good cook, And she was always baking bread or pie. She never ever bought anything like that she made all by herself.
The mint patties were my mom and this group of women from the church made candy for the Christmas bazaar at church every year. And so they would gather together, and that they made mint patties, they made divinity, they made peanut brittle, they made hard candy, and they made caramels. And I was around that. I was the youngest in my family. So when everybody else was at school, I was actually probably the youngest in that group of women's children. But everybody else was at school. I got to go over to Mrs. Mormino's house when they made the candy. So I was there. I mean, I learned it from watching my mom. And then I made it when my kids were little. And then Ellie actually wanted to make it for her friends, and so then I taught her how to do it. We all, then when we left home, we learned how to make these mint patties. So it wasn't really Christmas unless we had mint patties and caramels. And my brother decided he was going to make them and take them to work one year. But no one told him that peppermint oil and peppermint extract are not the same thing. So he, not knowing that, it just said a half teaspoon of peppermint. It didn't say peppermint oil, and he made them with peppermint extract and then took them to work, and he was so mad at us because no one had told him that you needed peppermint oil to be able to make these mints, and he said they tasted like mouthwash. But he was really upset with us for not sharing that little bit of information with him. He did have the recipe, but the recipe, I'm sure what happened. So this was before, you know, we had the cookbook, but also before the internet was available. And we would all just call my mom at Christmas time, and you'd say, "Mom, read this recipe to me." And she'd read it to us over the phone. And I'm sure what happened is she said a half teaspoon of peppermint and didn't specify extract or oil, because, of course, you would know it was oil. I mean, who used peppermint extract for mint patties? So he just didn't know, because he rolled them out. I mean, all of us as kids sat there and patted them and rolled them out together, but he didn't actually make them.
So I made the mint patties for my friends when I was in the seventh grade, and they were just like, "Oh, these are the best things ever. They're so delicious. We want them all the time." And it's even, so I've made them other years for Christmas, and I give them out in little bags, and they're like, oh, Ellie, we love you so much. Thank you. Thank you for these mint patties. They're so tasty. We're going to take them home and share them with our families, or maybe we won't share because we want them all for ourselves because they're so yummy. And it's even expanded, like, outside of Christmas. One year, I know I had a friend, and it was her birthday, and I was like, I really have no idea what to get you for your birthday. What should I get you for your birthday? And she told me, don't get me a present. Just make me a batch of mint patties all for myself. And I remember I spelled out, I took white chocolate on top of the dark chocolate. I spelled out a happy birthday, and then I arranged them on the plate. And then I think I snuck them into her house because she didn't want my other friends to see that she had them. It might only take 30 seconds to go buy a bag of peppermint patties at the store. But if you take the couple of hours to make them at home, you'll, number one, have more fun. And number two, it will be more delicious. And number three, you'll have better memories to go along with it.
For In My Backyard, and with the Delaney Snyder Women of Wisconsin and Illinois, this is Lisa Braltz. Happy holidays.